Speak the Word Ministries presents the teaching of Pastor Joanne Ramsey.
Give the Lord the permission to increase your borders and your boundaries in every area of your life, and just benefit from all that He wants so much to give you.
Speak the Word.
This is Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey. The mission of Speak the Word Ministries is to teach you that there is power in the spoken word of God.
Speak the word.
Speak the word. God's word. Speak God's word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe wrapping up her message titled, Talk Your Way Forward.
Speak the word.
Saints, sooner or later, you will become what you confess. Speak in the name of Jesus. He says, whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, according to Galatians 3:13, giving thanks to God and the Father of Him. Brothers and sisters, remember, the curse of the law is found in Deuteronomy 28:15-68. The first 14 verses pertain to the blessing, and the rest describe the curses. By the shed blood of Jesus Christ, we were purchased out of and out from all of these curses.
Amen.
Especially, look at verse 61. It states, all sickness and disease in the world, even those not written in the book, is included in the curse. So therefore, we are redeemed from it all.
Yes.
Even those that's not in the book,
Amen.
We're redeemed from them. In Proverbs 26:2, a New King James says, like a flitting sparrow, like a flying swallow, so a curse without cause cannot alight. I like that verse. I used to quote that a lot too. In other words, a curse without a cause cannot come on me. So therefore, the devil does not have any legal right to put anything on me. He doesn't have any legal right to take anything from me either.
Unless we give it to him.
Unless you give it to him. Hallelujah. Saints, as I said earlier, there is nothing that equals the power of the positive confession of God's Word. It's what builds faith, and it's what makes us strong. The purpose of renewing your mind is to build your faith, and you can only build your faith through the Word of God, according to Romans 4:17. Faith comes by hearing, hearing comes from the Word of God. I have in the past been very critical of a lot of ministers that are taking advantage of God's children. And I'm sure that I'm not the only one. Not only pastors are being critical, but even the congregations are being critical. But I did, let me repeat that, in the past, the Lord got all over me about that. When the Lord gets all over you about something, you refrain from doing it, you know. Because you know why He got all over me? Because He loves me. And because He wants me to continue teaching His Word. And if I talk about other pastors and other ministers, that stuff's going to come back to me. As a man soweth, so shall he reap.
That's right.
And He didn't want none of that stuff coming back to prevent me to fulfill the calling on my life. And that's why we have to be very careful when we speak against anybody or anything. Even you don't have to agree with them. If you want to, you can pray for them. But you got to be careful what you say, because it's going to block your blessing. It's going to hinder your breakthrough. Saints, I repeat this, Christianity is called the Great Confession. Confession is affirming something that we believe. It's also acting on something that we believe. It is testifying of something that we know. Jesus planned that this lie should be given to the world through testimony, that is, through the confession of our lips. I know that you feel as though you're missing it sometimes. I know I do too. And you're not quite sure where to pinpoint the problem. But in closing, let me say this. Saints, this is when you must know what God's Word says and stand on it no matter what the circumstances are going on around you. I have found from experience that one of the main hindrances to getting our prayers answered is our feelings. We allow our emotions and our feelings to get in the way. So many of God's people think that to hear from God, you have to feel something, and that couldn't be the further from the truth. I used to feel guilty about that, you know, because years ago when I'd go to churches and everybody was doing all kinds of things, and, you know, I'm just sitting there, and I knew I loved the Lord, and I knew the Holy Spirit lived in me, but And yeah, and I'd raise my hands and everything, but I didn't do a lot. And I asked a pastor, like I said, it must have been 10, 15 years ago. And I asked a pastor one time, you know, I said, what's the matter with me? I thought there's something wrong with me. And he said, Pastor Joel, there's nothing wrong with you. He said, everybody's not the same. He said, you're the same. When you got born again, you still got the same personality. You got a new spirit, but you didn't get a new personality, you know. And some people are just naturally more emotional than others, you know. He said, that doesn't gauge your you know, your walk with the Lord. He said, one of the women in my church is one of the quietest I know, but one of the most spiritual ones I know, and gets the most prayers answered. You know, so, you know, we can't sit around and judge and gauge people based on what they do or don't do, you know, because people are different. You know, like I said, we all have different personalities, and so we're not Amen. All that way. You know, you don't have to get goosebumps to hear from God. Sometimes I do get goosebumps, but especially when he tells me you ain't supposed to do that, Joe. Write that down. As a matter of fact, I was listening to this thing one morning, and this guy said, never talk about your pastor, and don't ever talk about another pastor. A few minutes later, he said, don't ever talk about your pastor, and don't ever talk about another pastor. I said, I got it. Lord, I got it. You know, this person's been home with the Lord. He's one of those up there, you know, cheering us on, you know. But like I said, words never die. And you know in your spirit, because the Holy Spirit, he speaks to you. He gives you directions and instructions and all kinds of things. And I knew in my spirit that he was talking to me. And I need to write that down. And I don't need to do that no more, as much as you want to. Leave that to the Lord. You know, God is continuously looking for faithful men and women who will take him at his word and believe for him to come through on his promises. The Bible says that he's looking to and fro. Isn't that what the word says? He's looking to and fro, looking for those that he can bless. To and fro. We don't have to go running and begging and pleading. All we got to do is get our minds renewed. If I have said anything today, I do really pray that you will begin to meditate on the Word, read the Word, read the Bible, get you some other books that teaches on righteousness and knowledge and confession and profession. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. You know, that's why I write the book. I'm writing the books I write and teaching the message, you know, just get them out and listen to them. And if you don't like listening to me, get somebody that you do like to listen to that's teaching the Word. You don't have to listen to me, but listen to somebody that you know, that you have faith in, that the Holy Spirit will give you an unction, that this is okay, you can listen to him. And he'll give you an unction when you don't need to be listening to this person, he or she or what. And music, same way. And do this. I know someone told me last week, and I won't give her name away, but she said that she used to listen to a lot of different type of music, secular music, but now she listens to a lot of spirit. You know, she only listens to spiritual music, and now that she enjoys that, and she posts notes, you know, scriptures, you know, in a refrigerator and cabinets and doors, wherever she's going to be. And I've done the same thing in my car, wherever, you know, just post scriptures. Maybe you can do it all the time, but maybe today you're going through a particular thing, and so find the scriptures on that and post that on your mirror, post it on your car, post it on that, and just speak them. Just speak them out all the time.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey here on Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry and is made possible by our friends and supporters around the country. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them. You can also connect with us online at speakthewordministry.net. We hope that you've been blessed by today's program. Pastor Joe will have a closing word for us in just a moment. But first, we're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as he said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak his word, and the answer is in the word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for it when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father, according to your word, the Holy Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. And when we don't know how to pray, the Holy Spirit prays for us. And our Father, who knows all our hearts, knows what the Holy Spirit is saying, for the Spirit pleads for us. Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you for your truths are the only thing that will set us free, the only thing that will deliver us from our captivity and our bondages. I pray, Lord, that you will give us the strength and the courage to hold fast to our confession, knowing that Jesus is the high priest over our confessions. Help us to understand that if we're not satisfied with what we have, then we need to quit confessing what we've been saying. For we create with the words that we speak. Help us to get a revelation that what we say is our faith speaking, and we will get what we say. Help us to renew our minds to your way of thinking, Lord. For it is only by the renewing of our minds with your word that we can make the positive confessions that will cause our situations and our circumstances to change for the better. In the name of Jesus, I pray.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance. That mountain can't stand against the word of God. Against the word.